Some facilities and festivals have a COVID vaccine mandate now or into the future. Joining me to explain how to provide proof of vaccination status when you visit these spots or when you travel overseas is Services Australia General Manager Hank Jongen. Hi there, Hank. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you.
Excellent. Now, there's more than one way to show proof of vaccination from what I understand.
Look, that's absolutely right. And look, the terrific news is, even though it's not actually required yet in South Australia, close to 700,000 people have already got their act together and have accessed the digital certificate. Now, the tech way to do it is through MyGov. And that's the simplest and most straightforward way. If you go to my.gov.au and create a MyGov account and then link that to the Medicare service, once you've done that, you have access to your certificate, once you, assuming you've had both shots. And at that point, if you want to, you can print off a certificate. So if you use a PC but you don't have a smartphone, you can print off a certificate there. But what we really recommend people do is download the Medicare app to your smartphone. Once you've created a MyGov account, put in your MyGov credentials as a password and stuff, and then you will have the certificate in the Medicare app in the palm of your hand. And what you can then do is either just whack that certificate across to your Apple Wallet or Google Pay, or in the case of South Australia, what they've now done is you can actually transfer it to the state check-in app as part of your check-in process. So there's a lot of tech solutions that most people will be looking for.
Now, what about people who don't use computers at all? So you can obviously print off something from the computer if you don't have a smartphone, but what about those people who just really need support and need help getting a paper immunisation history statement or a certificate?
Yeah, look, we were very conscious of that. There are three options available, especially if you've had your vaccination with a GP and in the case of some pharmacists. When you get your second shot, you can ask them to print off proof of your vaccination there, or you can give them a call and ask them to do that.
Right.
The other option you've got is to ring us. If you give us a call on 1-800-653-809, we'll happily send you a certificate. But of course, that means it comes through the post. If you need it more urgently, call into one of our offices and of course we'll print you off a certificate.
With me at the moment is the General Manager of Services Australia, Hank Jongen. We're talking about how to prove you've had your jab for places that need it. Is there a different system, Hank, for adding vaccination status to our passports when we travel overseas?
Well, look, what we've done is we've made available an international certificate which meets all of the overseas requirements that have been spelled out. And again, you can do this through the Medicare smartphone app or through your computer, as I outlined before. Once you've created a Medicare app, you'll see there's a whole series of different buttons available to you to enable you to put your certificate into your Apple phone or Apple Pay, or Google Pay, or to transfer it to a state government app, and there's also a button that gives you access to an international certificate. And what you can do is save that within the Medicare app or print off a copy as well so that you've got both options available to you.
What about for visa holders who don't have Medicare?
There is an alternative. If you're not eligible for Medicare, within MyGov, there's a service called the Individual Healthcare Identifier Service. That's a mouthful, IHI Services. And you can connect that to your MyGov account, and that's where your proof of vaccination will also sit in exactly the same way as it does for people within the Medicare app. So you can access the certificate, you can access your proof of vaccination.
And there's a small cohort of people who have medical exemptions from having the vaccine. Is that something that's been factored in?
Yes, of course it is. If you think you can get an exemption, speak to your doctor, because it needs to be a medical exemption verified by health professionals and recorded on the immunisation register. Speak to your doctor to see whether it can be recorded on the register, and then your certificate will show a valid to date, which will cover you for the period of the medical exemption. And again, you can print it or download it digitally.
Is there anything else that you think is worth mentioning?
Look, I think the other thing that's worth mentioning is getting proof for children 14 years or older. Now, in relation to children under 14, the child will appear on the parent's Medicare record, as will their certificates, and it's all included within the Medicare app. However, once a child turns 14, they need to get their own proof of vaccination. So what they need to do is create their own MyGov account, link to Medicare online, and of course they will then download it to their smartphone. And what we're finding, of course, is that teenagers in particular are very, very savvy with this. Mm. So, and my other advice, of course, is if you're a grandparent, you've got a smartphone, you don't feel confident, get some tech help from teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
They can guide you through the process.
They're the digital natives.
Yes, they certainly are.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Can you please remind us of that phone number again if people need a bit of assistance while they're trying to get their vaccination status sorted?
Yeah, look, this is an important number to remember for a couple of reasons. 1-800-653-809. Now, it's the place to get a printed certificate posted out to you, but it's also a great number if you need to troubleshoot linking MyGov to Medicare. Some people, a small number of people, are experiencing a little bit of a hiccup or they've taken a wrong step. If you're finding it difficult, use that same number, 1-800-653-809. Now, it's available from 8 a.m. To 10 p.m. Monday to Friday and from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekends. So remember that number.
Hank, you certainly would have your work cut out for you, so I'll let you go. But I really appreciate your time today. Thanks for joining us.
Look, a real pleasure anytime.